Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chav Beis. Just one point I wanted to mention before I start. Again, it's part of a major machlokas, but just to mention it, and that is the shita of the Rambam. The Gemara, right before the two dots, noted, how does one take a Shavua? We're actually going to get up to this Mishnah today, Bezrat Hashem. How does one take a Shavua not to eat, and then eat treif, and violate the Shavua? Isn't he Mushpav Yomei Mi Arsinaihu? He has already took a Shavua from Arsinai, so how could his Shavua do anything? So we had two answers given. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish discussed it, and one of the answers was, in the name of Reish Lakish, that maybe it's Chatzi Shir, Valiba Durabanan. Maybe it's only Chatzi Shir, and therefore he's not Mushpav Yomei based on Chatzi Shir, which we'll talk more about about Hashem later. But the Ha'ara of the Zohar HaRakia, which is one of the early Achronim, late Rishonim, the Zohar HaRakia, one of his Sefer HaMitzvahs, really it's a Rishon, he says, one second, this Gemara, I think, is against the Rambam. Why is it against the Rambam? Because what's the Gemara saying? Chatzi Shir is at least Asur Midrabanan. We quoted the Machlokas yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. He said, at least Asur Midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan even says it's also Daraisa. But it's at least Asur Midrabanan. Every Durabanan, according to the Rambam, is also an Issa Daraisa. It's a famous sheet of the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, he writes this, and he also writes this in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it says in Parshas Shoftim Lo Sasur, do not turn away from what the rabbis say. That means every time we violate an Issa Darabanan, we also violate an Issa Daraisa. So, asks the Zohar HaRakia, how could our Gemara say that, oh, it's only Issa Darabanan, and therefore it's not a problem? What do you mean every Issa Darabanan is Lo Sasur, and Lo Sasur we're already commanded from? From Harsinai, isn't this Gemara against the Rambam? That's the question of the Zohar HaRakia. Right, that's the less known question. Usually the question that is asked dealing with this Rambam is, what do you do with the principle of Savi Drabana Lakula? That's the question of the Ramban. Right? If every Drabana is really Daraisa, how do you have a Savi Drabana Lakula? So that's a question. We discussed that a little bit in the Shir of Drabanans and Daraisas that is on the OU website. Says the Zohar HaRakia here, it's on page Chav Vav in the Frankel Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's in the Shorash Aleph. But he's the Megillah Sasser quotes the Zohar HaRakia. Kasa b'shara zeh shehevi b'sifra. Yesh lo tamua misvaras harav. Shesover ki over ha-mitzvahs d'rabanan over alav de lo sasser. Shezeh hefech mima shehelu peragimel d'shvuas. Look in our Gemara. It says if it's d'rabanan, it's not mushrav yobin mi'ar Sinai. So how can the Rabbanan say what he says? And he has a couple of other questions. So says the Megillah Sasser, v'ani omer she'ein mikan shuva natzachas al devrei harav. This is not against the Rambam. Because even if you say it's lo sasser, even if you say it's included in Lo Sasur, it does not mean that it was said at Har Sinai. The Im Tomer Mahayu Bechlal Ze Alav Harihu Mushpah Ze Eino Ki Me Acher Shelo Nemru Bebirur B'Sinai Lo Yomer Aleya Mushpah V'Yomei Har Sinai. Lo Sasur was said at Har Sinai, but everything that would eventually be included in Lo Sasur, you don't have to say was said at Har Sinai. It's not included in the category of Mushpah V'Yomei Har Sinai. Just like the Rambam himself says, the Rambam himself, what's Shorash Aleph about? The first rule of the Rambam Shorashim is, don't include Mitzvahs Drabanan in this list of Taryag. What do you mean, Rambam? You yourself say Drabanans are included in Los Asur. So you have to say there's a balance. There's a difference between Drabanan and Daraisas, even if you want to say Drabanans are included in Lo Sasur. So here too, says the Megillah Esther, you have to say that even if you want to say it's included in Lo Sasur, it's not considered a Mushpah V'Yomei Har Sinai. Okay, that's part of a larger context discussion, but I just wanted to get that in. Okay, let's get back to the two dots where we are up to on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do about the daf on Tisha B'Av. We're not going to learn it on Tisha B'Av. Whether we're going to be able to have a shiur in it tomorrow before Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av night, we're going to try to get it up. If not, we'll better try to do the following days, but to figure out exactly what we're going to do about that daf. Okay. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Matzina. So remember the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, even if I eat a tiny amount, I swear I won't eat today, and I eat a small amount, I violate my shvuah. So the Chacham say back, what do you mean? How could you violate your shvuah? Don't you always eat a kezias for Isur Achila? So Rabbi Akiva says back, yeah, but this isn't about an Isur Achila. This is about an Isur Dibur that comes through Achila. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Matzina V'Chulu. V'lo, is it really true, the Gemara asked, that you never have anything that you violate with less than a kezias? V'hari Namala, what happens if you eat an ant? Gemara and Malkus, if I eat an entire ant, I get Malkus. Eat maybe more than one Malkus. But I get Malkus. It's smaller than a Kezias. Says the Gemara, Birya Shiny. An entire creature is different. Right? This is the sugya of Birya. We quoted in the third parak in Malkus. We quoted the Ritva there and the Rashban Chulin. I'll quote again the Rashban Chulin. The Rashban Chulin says, the principle of Birya exists when there are three conditions, three ingredients that the Chachmi Sfarad that say that a Birya needs. Number one, Nimsa. I'm reading from the Rashba and Chulin Tzadik Test, 99b. That's the sugyas in Kalabasar and in those Prakam and Chulin that talk all about Yaradeya. Nimsa, She'ein Kari Birya Ela Birias Neshama Mitchiles Biryaso. Something that has a life from its inception, when it's created. And if you would split it up, it wouldn't be called that anymore. If you cut an ant in half, it's not called an ant anymore. Right? If I cut a cucumber in half, still called a cucumber. Okay, have a piece of cucumber? You don't say you call it an ant. This ain't, it loses its shame once it's split. Vizui birya shein la batela la olam vafilo ba'ala. It continues. And the dafka ba'odo shalem hu deino batel. He continues. But a birya means a whole item. That's usually, it's a live item. A live item. It has chias to it, and it's an entire item, and if you cut it in half, it loses its chias. Right? That's what a birya is. So here too, that is the din of birya that is asur da oraisa if I eat it. There is an extension of this concept on a drabanan level. Mi da oraisa. That's what the Gemara here says. Birya shiny. Don't bring me rayas that you're chayiv even less than a kezias or an ant, because that's a birya. That's a din da oraisa. Mi da rabanan, we extend that to say that the birya is not batel. Usually we have the principle of bittel. Bittel barov, bittel b'shishim, bittel some different shiurim. For truma and for other halachas, you need even more than shishim. But the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen kuf in Yoradei is the simen of birya. Birya, dehainu namala, o of tame, v'gid hanashe. An entire gid hanashe is also called a birya. The Eiver Menachai, the Chayotzi Bahen, afilu be'elef lo batel. Even be'elef, even if it falls into a thousand Eiver Menachais fall into, right, if you could see what the Isser is, then it doesn't make a difference. You got to take it out. But let's say you don't know the difference. So if you falls in, it's not batel. Explains the Taz. Chashivas de birya, shalote betela him de rabbanon. That is a rabbinic extension. De kivan shemina Torah yesh chashivas de lokan al achilasa. Since de oraisa, birya has chashivas that you get malchus for eating it. Afilu hipachos mi kezayas, even though it's less than a kezayas. De ha stomach sevitzel minim temeim lo sochal osam. Afilu hem ketanim. The concept of birya is an issa de oraisa. If you eat it, so al kenech mir rabbanin b'tarov shalahem. So the rabbanin were machmir if they get mixed up. Avol min haTorah he b'tel kishar isurim. Midaraisa birya is also batel. All these simanim in Yaradeya. B'ezras Hashem, we'll get to it next year towards the end of the year when we get to Chulin. All the sugya probably beginning of the following year. But all these simanim here about birya chaticha ruy l'schabed something chashuv davar sheish l'matirin. All of these items that are not batel that buck the trend, the halacha of bittel. These are all chumras derabanan. So here too, says the Taz, birya is a chumra derabanan that it is not batel. Av menatorah bittel, av nafkamina linyan safik. Nafkamina linyan safik. If a birya falls in, you're not sure if it was a birya. It comes up. Let's say you find a piece of a fly. You don't know if a whole fly went in. You find a wing. It's pretty disgusting. Well, you want to know if it's, if you have this huge shalan pot, a bug went in. You don't know if it was a whole birya. So it could be mekel. Be mekel, because the bittel, the fact that birya is in bittel, that's a derabanan. Eating an entire birya, that's a daraisa. That's a daraisa, and you get malchus for that. But bittel is derabanan, that's what the Taz says. Afkin le yisaf, yive birya olo, havisveka derabanan ubatel, v'chem b'chol dvaram derminu l'kamon jenu b'telem, rilis kabe, devar shemiminyin. That's the important Taz in Simen Kuf. Simen Kuf. Once you get to 100, right, that's how you remember. It's a kuf. It's a big unit. Birya is not bittel. That's by Yisrim. We've mentioned in the past also, Tosfos in Brachas extends this to not just Yisurim, but to Hilchas Brachas. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch says it's in Reish Yud. Now back to Arachayim. So Shulchan Aruch says that it is a good idea not to eat one grape. Never just eat one grape. Why can't you eat one grape? What's wrong? Grapes are wonderful. Why can't you eat one grape? Because one grape, you don't know if you're supposed to say Bracha Achrona. Because one grape, it's a birya. It's a berry, it's a whole item, or one seed of a pomegranate. And nobody does that. Everybody eats a bunch. But let's say you eat one grape. Sometimes you eat one grape. You come to it, you have a fruit salad. If you have fruit salads, you have like melon and all these, and you have one grape in there. Okay, good, I love grapes. But says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh mistafkin lomar shal darvishu kibriyasu. Some say that a birya, like a gargir of an anav or a rimon, you make a bracha, you say an al ha'etz, even though you don't have a kezayis. Some say that. So the Shulchan Aruch advises. How many times does the Shulchan Aruch advise not to eat something? I don't know, you gotta do the research. He usually says what the halacha is. The Shulchan Aruch advises, Nach only zayir shal lecho birya pachas mikazayis. Don't eat it. Don't eat just one, right? Either have one, either have zero, or have four, right? Have a couple, because that's the birya. And the, look at the Piskei Tshuvos, the Achronim discuss, how far does this go? Rav Avadia says, maybe if one eats an entire wedge of an orange, is that called a birya? An entire wedge. I mean, in terms of bari nefashas, And if you have a small one, if you have like a tangerine, a whole big wedge of an orange, that's probably a kezias. But he quotes here all the achronim. But he says, "Apiza nirish shekamochein pelach shel tapuz v'shar peres hadar gamkin bechal biryu v'chein gargirei hatiras one little thing of a corn v'gargirei garinim shechorin v'gam garinei dalas." Right, all these kolachamim yishma chashiv is birya v'yishzor shalachamim elashir kizayis. Always make sure one eats enough. And again, that is Piskei Tshuvos regarding birya. Okay, so far not on today's daf yet. We're working towards it. A lot to say down here. So we asked on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you never have anything that is less than a kizayis that you make a that you are chayiv on. So I have about an ant. No, that's a birya. I have a hari hektish. What about hektish? Hektish, right? If something is hektish and I get a certain amount of benefit from the hektish, even less than a kezias, I still could be chai of the isra of me'ilah, getting benefit for the base of Migdash. As long as it is, well, let's get to that, but that's hari hektish, even less than a kezias. Says the Gemara, no, habi'inan shavah pruta. You still need a minimum shear there. You need a pruta worth, so therefore, it still has a shear. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's just finish for a minute. Vahare mefaresh. What happens if you explicate? If you explicated that you're taking a shvua to be chayiv even less than a shear, so that's the rabbanan agree to that. Gemara said no. Mefaresh nami kibirya dami. That's like birya. If you're mefaresh, you're giving it chashivas even less than the amount of gezayas. So that's why you're going to be chayiv. Vahare afar. What about dirt? What about dirt? What do you mean dirt? Says Rashi in the bottom. We had it already, right? A little bit. Actually, we're going to have it today. It's going to come up. But the bottom Rashi. Ha'omer shvur shlo chalafar. Somebody says, I swear that I will not eat dirt. And we think now, we have a subject about this later, but the Havamina is that even if you eat a drop of dirt, you're going to be chayef. Because dirt is not something that you normally eat. So it's not in the world of achila. So dirt is something that... you would say is even less than a shear is a problem. So the Gemara says, Ella, Tif showed to buy Rava. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't include this, maybe it answers up Rava's question. To buy Rava, of Rava asked, which we're going to have on Amid Beis, Shvua Shala Ochel, Va'achalaf, or somebody makes a Shvua that I will not eat anything, and he eats some dirt. Is that a violation of the Shvua? Bekama, how much? Tif showed that Dika Kazayas. Let's prove from here the fact that the Mishnah did not mention this case, it must be that you have to eat a Kazayas of Afar. From the fact that the Gemara didn't mention this. So isn't this a raya? Answers the Gemara, no. Ki kamrinan b'midi debarachi l'kamrinan. You can say the Mishnah's talking about food items. The Mishnah didn't mention dirt, because we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about food items. Maybe dirt is even less than a kezias. But the Mishnah didn't mention it. One final possibility. Vahare konamos. What about konamos? This is hearkening back to our Meseches Nedarim days. Konamos. Konam is a synonym for carbon. Somebody says about an item, this should be usher to me like a carbon is item. It should be a konam for me. So a konam also, like we said before, is even less. So konamos nami ke mefarish dami. So no, that's as if you were mefarish, that it is less than a shear. Why? Rashi explains, because you didn't mention the word achila. Achila is reflects a lashon gezayis. But here you didn't mention it, and therefore it wouldn't have a shear. Okay, I just want to mention one point related to, we can talk about it even here, konamos, but related to the line about hektish. So by hektish and konam, so the halacha is, you have to get a shave prutas worth of hana. Right, a mi'ila from the base of Migdash, one needs a shave prutas worth of hana. The question is, why do you need a shave prutas worth of hana? Somebody's serum from the base of Migdash. So why is shave pruta the minimum requirement? Related to that, Reb Chaim has another question. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ilah, Per Ches Halacha Aleph. Reb Chaim notes that we know there's a halacha, the Mishnayos and Maseches Bava Metzia talk about this, that a worker, while he is working, has certain rights of what he's allowed to eat. If I am working in your vineyard, I'm allowed to eat grapes. If I'm working in your apple orchard, I'm allowed to eat a couple of apples, right? All within reason. I can't, like, stuff my face. And there are different rules and regulations. It has to be by Gemara Malacha, and it has to be when they're already ripe. All different rules. If you look in the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, the Gemara has a specific limud, Reb Chaim quotes this, a specific limud to tell me that if the orchard belongs to Hekdesh, you're not allowed to partake of it. Special limud you need. Special limud you need. So ask Reb Chaim, I don't understand. The Gemara requires a pasuk to tell me that if just because it's hektish, of course you can't. It's hektish. Why would you have thought otherwise? Why would you have thought that if these grapes have kachi betek habayis to it, why would you have thought you're able to eat them? And it says Reb Chaim, furthermore, if you look further in the Gemara there also discusses, what if it's a nazir that's working in my field? Could he eat the grapes? Misvara, you know, not. There's no Havamina. Of course the Nazir cannot eat the grapes. What if it is Meiser Sheni, out of Yerushalayim? Of course the person can't eat it. Dafka by Hektish, the Gemara has to quote a pasuk of, you can only eat in Shtei Re'ehu, and you can't eat your friend's Hektish fruit. What's the Havamina? Explains Reb Chaim, you know what this is, and this is a huge discussion in the Achronim. So Reb Chaim, you know what you see from here? The root of the Isser of Me'ila, the Yesod, is Gezel Hektish. Reb Yosef Engel has a suffix. Is it Gezel Hektish or is it Bizayon Hektish? Says Reb Chaim, you know what you see from this halacha? It's all about Gezel Hektish. And therefore, that's why I need the Pasuk Dafuk by Hektish. Because if the whole Israel Me'ilah is Gezel Hektish, so then the fact that I'm allowed to eat from your field means that there's no Gezel in this context. If there's no Gezel in this context from Hedyot, that's why I would have had a Havamina. That there's no Gezel from Hektish either. That's why you need a Pasuk. Tell me, no. Don't go that far. Don't go that far, you cannot eat it. But that's why you have a Havamina. By Nazir and wine, of course the Nazir can drink it. By Baiser Sheni, of course, there's no Havamina. It's an Avera. But I would have thought that this Avera maybe is Hutar. Because that's the whole heter of Parshas Kiseitse, of a worker eating while he's working. So you would have thought even this is Aser. And that's why it goes by Pruta. Because Pruta is a Dini Mamanis term. So about Gezel, that's why Me'ilah goes. I'll read you the Reb Chaim. De be'emes lo shayach lamel of klal shari sura mi Gezel. Milvadi sura mi mona lo yafinan. Ela de bapoa lo de huta isur Gezel. Kiim de al yidei zedi tira torah lepo lecho bekamas chaveiro. Me'ilah ain't zedin Gezel klal. There's no Gezel here. And that's why I would have thought Me'ilah is different. Ma she'enkein benazir ma'isur sheni chutz lachoma v'shari surim tarahem be'isuron. Me'echet teisi e'muter apoel ba'asir lo v'letzor koral lim'ute klal. You wouldn't need a pasuk. And that's what you have by Me'ilah. The shir is a pruta, and you could combine yesterday and today. Achila v'achilas chaveiro. It's very dini mominis oriented, because that's what Me'ilah is. The root of Me'ilah is gezel hektish. That's what Reb Chaim assumes in Ches Aleph. That's what our Gemara says. Hektish requires shave pruta. Good. Weiter. Here we go. Two dots. Tabach of Bezman Alf. Says the Gemara, Amar lohen, Erem, it's in the Medaber, maybe Karbun, just in the Medaber, maybe Karbun. What did Rabbi Kiva answer back to them from the Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean? This is a unique type of context. Where else do you have an Isser of Dibur that leads to a Chi of Karbun? So you see, this is unique. This is a case of Shavua, which leads to a Karbun Olav Yorid. If you do it, if you would do it in this context. So, says the Gemara, is that really true? There's no other case of Dibur that leads to a Chi of Karban? Velo, asked the Gemara. Vahare Megadev. What about Megadev? Megadev, cursing. Cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Right, cursing. Birchas Hashem. So we know the Shev Mitzvos Bei Noach, the easy way to remember them is the big three, and Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The big three, Gilei Reish, V'Chazam, and Avodah Zarah, and then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Beis is the confusing one. Because it's the euphemism, Yashin Saginar, Abram and Achai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel and Dinim. Right, so Beis is Birchas Hashem, so Megadev. Megadev, cursing Hashem. Person curses Hashem, and it's Chayv of Karbon. Look in the Torah tells you Chayv of Karbon, at least according to one sheet in the Tanoim. Rashi quotes. Answers the Gemara, Midaber Va'osir Ka'amrinan. When Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, you never have a case of Midaber that's Chayv of Karbon, it means you never have a case of Midaber where the Midaber Aser something. And that leads to a Karbon. Right, Megadev, they're not Asering anything. That's number one. Says the Gemara, I v'hai medaber v'chotehu. This is a medaber who's sinning. You're right, he said something. He sinned when he spoke, but it didn't cause any iser. V'hare nazir. What about a nazir? A nazir says something. It's chayv karbanis at the end of his nazirs. Right? So a nazir says something, and it leads to karbanis. Answers the Gemara, Mevi karbanu al diburo kamrinan. No, Rabbi Akiva is referring to a case when you bring a karban for your dibur. Vahai. But what's this case? Mevi karban liishtaruye lechamrhu dekamaisi. Fascinating line. The karban that another brings at the end of his nazirus is to allow him now to partake of wine. That's why. You're not bringing it because of something his dibur did. You're bringing it to an, it's a machshir. The Gemara in various places says karbanos have different purposes. Machaper, machshir. So here, it's lahatir. The karban is lahatir to allow him to drink wine. Ask the Rashba, what about a Nazir Tameh also brings karbanos? Also brings karbanos. So what about there? So, you know, that's not going to allow him to drink wine. He can't drink wine again. Question one. Or what about, ask the Rashba, doesn't he bring a chatas also? A chatas is not about, well, we discussed this, right? No, a chatas isn't about allowing him to drink wine. Yeah? Sorry? Okay, it's still, you'd be able to give the other answer, right? Okay, but the Rashba says a different one. Also, a nazir shenitma, he's bringing it to allow him to restart his nazirus. That's why he's bringing it. Again, a different purpose. You can't start your nazirus tatara again until you bring these karbanas to finish off your nazirus tuma. But again, it's not because of your of the dibur. So again, that's why nazir is not a good example. Says the Gemara, "Hari hektish? What about hektish? Right, I asked her something." And I can bring a carbon if I violate me'ila afterwards. Oh, sir, la'atzmo karmina. No. The Rebbe Akiva is talking about something. Where do you ever have a case where you say something and you answer something to yourself? V'hai oser akol olam kulo. Who? And here you're answering to the entire world. You're making it all hektish. I hare konamos. Last try. What about konamos? Konamos is where I give something the status of hektish, but it's only also to me. So why isn't that a good example of answering something with my words, which could lead to a carbon? Kesavar ein me'ila b'konamos. So Rabbi Kiva must hold, there is no isra me'ila by konamos. Me'ila is only by real, bona fide hekdish, by konamos, which is a form of a neder, where I asser something upon me just like a karban, like hekdish, that's not strong enough to have the isra of me'ila on it. Period. There is a question of the Rishonim here, and that is there's something else the Gemara could have said, could have suggested. Shvuas ha'edus. Right, next parak, Daf Lamed, we're going to have. That's from 8 blot from now. Parak Shavuos Ha'edus, 4th parak. Shavuos Ha'edus, as we said, is one of the carbon of Yoreds. Shavuos Ha'edus, if I swear to somebody that I don't know testimony on his behalf, and it ends up that I did, ends up that I do know testimony, I have to bring a carbon. I have to bring a carbon of Yored. Right, Shavuos Ha'edus. So, why is it? That's a good example of saying something and bringing a carbon. So, ask the Ritva, why isn't that on the list? What about Shavuos Ha'edus? So, says Satosis, asks this question first. Top Tosfos. Hachanami avimatsi lemifrak mishavuos ha'edus. V'hadda park mi begadi. For any answer in Shavuos Ha'edus, mishum da'afilu michatas kavua maisi. You ever wanted to ask about chatas? That's the context we're talking about. Even from a chatas kavua, a very strong carbon. So you're right, you have another olav yorei. That's true. So, not a fundamental answer given by Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva has two other answers. The second one being fundamental. The first one, says the Ritva, is maybe the Gemara just wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva here says it, so you're right, Shavuos Ha'edus, but that's not Dafka Rabbi Akiva. Right, Megadef, I didn't quote you the Shita, in Megadef, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says by Megadef, and Maseches Kri says that you're Chayev a carbon for that. That's why maybe you wanted to ask Dafka Megadef. But the other answer given by the Ritva, and this is something B'Hashem we'll have to come back to in the fourth parak, Od Yesh Lomar, the Shiny Shavuos Ha'edus. Ushvuas hapikadon shehem al yedei kfiras mamon kain nireli. Ritva is opening up worlds with that line. What does that mean? Shvuas ha'edus, we will learn, you're only chayev a shvuas, carbon shvuas ha'edus, if through the shvuas ha'edus you denied him money. You caused him a loss by not testifying for him. So what's the real machayev by shvuas ha'edus? Is it the gezel shabo or is it the shvuas shabo? That's a big discussion already in the Rishonim, the roots, and the Achronim flesh it out. So this Ritva maybe is taking a stand on that issue. Shavuos Ha'edus, the real Machayev is the Kfiras Mamon. It's not the Shavua, and that's why the Gemara here doesn't suggest it. Because the Gemara here is interested, where do you say something in your Chayev Shavua for Chayev Karban for your talking? So here's not for your talking, it's more a Kfiras Mamon element. That's a big discussion again, but the Ritva already is tuning us in to that discussion, but Bez Hashem we will have next week sometime. Weiter. So where are we? So we finished up all the possibilities of the what else could Rabbi Akiva have, could the Rabbanan have answered Rabbi Akiva? Now we're on the next section. Amar Rava. Machlokes bistam. the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the machlokas about, if I take a shvuah, I swear I won't eat anything today, and then I eat less than a kezias. Rabbi Akiva says I'm chayiv, I violate my shvuah, and the Rabbanan say I don't, that machlokas is bestam, if I don't specify. If I don't specify anything. Avo b'mefaresh, but if I do specify, if I say, I swear I will not eat even less than a kezias, debri akol b'kolshu, then for sure it's a kolshu. Right? I could create anything I want. I created an iser. My time up, mefaresh nami, kibirya dami. Mefaresh nami is just like birya. What does that line mean? We had it earlier, but what's the comparison between mefaresh and birya? So based on what we said at the end of the show yesterday, why is birya even less? Why is that usher? Why is mefarish usher? Because I'm being machshavit. Birya inherently has chashivus. It's a whole item. It's a whole unit. And that's why it has chashivus inherently. So even an ant smaller than a kezias you're going to be chayav for. That's what mefarish is about. What does mefarish mean? Achshavay. Remember we spoiled it at the end of shir yesterday. I am personally machshavit. If I say I swear I won't eat even a little bit, I'm giving a little bit status. I'm giving a little bit chashivus, and that's what it means. But farish is like birya, you have now made it chashiv. Good, that is first statement of Rava. The Amar Rava and Rava also says, machlokes bishalo ochel. The machlokes if I swear I won't eat. Avol bishalo et om, but if I say I swear I won't taste, divrei hakol kalshu. That also is kalshu. Why? Because everybody agrees that tasting is a tiny amount. If I say I swear I won't taste it, it must be that I mean even a tiny amount I won't taste. So the Gemara Pshita, it's pretty obvious. Tasting is tasting. So Gemara said, no, ma'u detema litom nami kida amri inshi. No, I might say that. No, litom nami, it's just what people say. People say, you know, come over, come on over. You're going to come over? Come over for a taste. Come over for a little bit. So, but really people mean more than the shir. Kamash malah. And kamash malah, we don't say that. We say, when people say te'im in a shvua, it means even less than the shir. Te'imah comes up in various places in halacha. Two of the places are put together in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudalad, beginning of the second parak. The Gemara there asks, right, in Yonah Dioma, what about tasting on a fast day? Tasting on, the Gemara there is talking about a personal fast day. Somebody, Shari Batinus, is that called breaking my fast? If I taste something? Can I say Anenu? Right, you can't say Anenu if you're not fasting. The halacha is, even if I know I'm going to break my fast, in Yonah Dioma, Hashem Tuesday, if somebody knows they're going to break their fast after Mincha, they're still allowed to say Anenu. And even if they're not fasting, they can say nachem. But if I'm not fasting, I can't say anenu. So what if I taste it? Can I say anenu? Or, the other question brought up in the Gemara there is, what if I taste something, do I need a bracha? If I'm just tasting it, do I need a bracha? The Gemara links those issues. The Gemara says, if you're allowed to eat it on a fast day, then you don't need a bracha. If you're not allowed to eat it on a fast day, then it's a chash of eating, and therefore, you need a bracha. The Gemara links those issues. Amar Hashori betainis, maushi yitom, achila vishasiya kabbalalei, if somebody accepted not to eat, v'haleka, and this is not called eating, odima anaka olei, or hanoa, v'haika, answers the Gemara, amalei, toeim ve'im bakaklum, tani nam yahachi, mat emes enatu unabracha, v'hashori betainis, toeim ve'im bakaklum. Right, you're allowed, the Gemara paskins here that you're allowed to taste on a fast day, and mat emes, if you taste enatu unabracha, you don't need a bracha. Major machlokas we've shown him here. You read the Gemara, you're like, wow, so if you taste something, you don't have to make a bracha. Tosis here, all the way to the bottom. One line Tosis, Kosher Bina Chananel. When the Gemara here talks about tasting, it means you taste it and then you spit it out. Doesn't mean you swallow it. If you swallow it, for sure you need a bracha. Because why are you swallowing it? Right? You're swallowing it, obviously, because you're getting hanoah from it. Right? Tasting on Erev Shabbos. Tasting on Erev Shabbos. You're tasting the, you want to taste it, see if the food tastes good, but you also tome echaim zachu. Right? So, says Rabbi Chananel, the Gemara not talking about if you swallow it. If you swallow it, for sure you need a bracha. For sure you need a bracha. What's the halachas? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Yud, the same Simen that we just quoted before about the grapes. Simen Reish Yud Siv Bey says the Shulchan Aruch. Surprising, you might think. Hatoi Mes Atavshil, first daya, Ein Tzarech Lavarich, Ad Revius. If you taste the Tavshil, you don't have to make a bracha, because you're not, because brachas, Bercha Nenin, were enacted for a hana. If you have no kavana for the hana, you have kavana, let's say somebody's in the kitchen, and they're just tasting it to see if it needs salt.
Question is the woman who's cooking for breaking the fast.
Right, cooking. Let's say a woman's cooking for breaking the fast. So she allowed to taste it. That's this case. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein tzarech levarech ad revius. But I wouldn't finish, don't leave yet. Right? Ein tzarech levarech ad revius. Right? She does not have to make a bracha unless she tastes from revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ava gav to also lemus ben olam hazeh below bracha, afilu kol shehu, even though you can't get any amount of benefit from the world. Bein bachi lebein b'shasiyah, hainu kishim iskavin lech ovelishtos. That if you have kavana, to eat and drink. Aval hachash ein kavanaso el litom leidan tzarach melech otavlin in tzarach bracha. Or you might think, oh wow, what are you talking about? If you don't have kavana, give me another example. Let's say you have something stuck in your throat. And so you take a drink. You're doing a bracha on that? It's always stuck in your throat. You're not drinking at all. You're drinking because you have something stuck in your throat. Lachor or not. So that makes sense to us. I'm just taking the water to get whatever. Right. Misasik. You get hanav. Right. Misasik b'chalav v'arayis. I don't know if it's shakinene. This is a hanav breathing. I don't know if it's hanav eating. But anyway, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. First day. V'yafilu imbolo. Then comes the second day. V'yesh omrim. Sh'imhu bo'o ta'un bracha. V'lo padru. This is the Rabbi Nachanan, quoted in Tosfos there that we just read. V'lo padru is ha'toim ela kishachozer upolate. V'oz afilu al harbein sark bracha. So Shulchan Aruch quotes two days. Ramah. Safik brachos l'hakel. Woo! Safik brachos l'hakel, says the Ramah. So you wouldn't do it? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'inu afilu hu bo'leya lo yivara. Kivin she'en kavanas l'achila. Magen Avram cholek al Shulchan Aruch v'Ramah b'sfira le'dibolei kulei amatzor chayiv levarich. Magen Avram quotes. He says there's nobody that's going to say that if you taste it and you swallow it, you think a bracha. So big discussion in the Achronim. Basically, lechadchila says the Mishnah Berurah. The second thing we're saying today that it's better make sure you don't do this. Right? Don't eat one grape. That was number one. Number two, tov lizayir harotza levloa sheyiskavin lehenas bimenu. If you're going to swallow it, have kavanah to get some hana. If you're tasting it and you're going to swallow, you're not going to spit it out. Better to have kavana, so you'll be yotze l'chol day. So you'll be making a bracha l'vatala. That is what it said.
So why pills and water? With no pills?
So pills and water, so if you're only taking the amount of water that you need to swallow the pill maker, then you do not need a bracha. So, but if somebody sometimes says, you know what, I always take extra water just to make sure, so then you should just take a little water before the pill, and in that way, take it. That way, take it, just to make the bracha. Okay, weiter. So that's the sugyas of te'ima. Sugyas of te'ima. Here we go. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa the following. Machlokes b'shvuos. The machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is by shvuos. Is by if I swear I won't eat. And the question is, how much? A little less than a kazayis or only a kazayis? Avol b'kanamos divrei kol b'kol shu. But if my lashon is a konam, meaning this thing should be to me like a karban, it should be usher to me. Konam again, synonym to carbon, so then even a tiny amount. My time, why? Konamos nami, kivan delo kamid kar shma da achila, kidim afarish dami. You don't mention any type of lashon of eating. If I say I swear I won't eat, that's a machlokas. If I say it should be a konam to me, then even a tiny amount. So is that really true? Meisve. We have a brisa that seems to be against Rav Papa. Remember, so Rav Papa said, konam does not require a shear. Says the brisa, shnei konamos bitzarfin. If I say, this piece of bread should be also to me like a konam, and this piece of bread should be also to me like a konam. If I eat two kezesim, if I eat a half a kezias from each one, they're mitztaref. They combine for the yisr. Shtei shvuos ein mitztarfin. But two oaths don't. If I swear not to eat two different cookies, they're not mitztaref. Rabbi Meir omer konamas kishvuos. Rabbi Meir, we'll get to him later. Shezer Meir konam is kishvua. No, konam is like a shvua. Neither of them are mitztarif. So we say, one second. Visaka daita chaya b'kol shehu. Hey, Rav Papa, if you say konam does not even require a shear, so what do you mean they combine? You don't have to combine anything. Right? B'kol shehu, lamali l'sarif. What do you have to combine anything for? Answer, da'amar achila. What's the case that you need to combine? Da'amar achila mizua like konan, achila mizua like konam. If you did use the lashon of achila, then Rav Papa would admit. Rav Papa was talking about a case of just say this should be a konam on me. But if you use a lashon of achila, that means a shear. Achila is always a kezayis. By the way, it just came to me now, I didn't bring it in, the Rosh Hashachim. Achila always means kezayis. The Rosh Hashachim says, how do you know that you have to eat a kezayis amara? How do you know? That you eat a kezayis amara. Right? Because it says in the bracha, al achilas amara. And achila is lashon kezayis. So Russian imsachim. So I think it was achila means kezayis. How is he medayik from a bracha to rabbanan? The rabbanan made that. Oh, but the fact that the rabbanan made that bracha, it must be that that's what's required. Ihachi says the Gemara Vayter. So one second, if the case of the brisa is that you use a lashon of achila by each one, ihachi am I misarfos. So then why are they mitzarif? You're right now, you created a case that you need a shear, but why should they combine? Sof sof, sil l'hacha l'kashira. You go to this bread, you don't have enough, sil l'hacha l'kashira. There's no shear by each one. So my answer is, da'amar, no, you use lashon achila, but combined. Da'amar achila mishtehen alai konam. Use one lashon of achila, both of them should be a konam on me. So Gemara says, okay, but now cross that over. Dechvasa gabi shvuos, to amar shvua shlo ochal mishtehen. So, lachora, then it's a parallel case by shvua. That a shvua that I shouldn't eat from both of them, amayim mitzdarfin. So why aren't they mitzdarfin? Right? If you're saying that the case under discussion, and the Tanakhama is machalik between shvua and konam, if the case under discussion is one where you say shvua, I shouldn't eat both of them, then they should be mitzdarif. Why aren't they mitzdarif by shvua? Amarav Pinchas, shiny Shvuas. Pinchas, name of an Amora. Rav Pinchas says, Shvuas are different. Mitok shechalukos lachatos. Since they have separate carbonos chatos, ein mitzdarfos. Rashi quotes from elsewhere, if I make a Shvua on two different breads, I'm chayiv a carbon chatos for each of the breads. So if they're separate for chatos, they're also separate for our case as well, for the carbon. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's the din of Pinchas, and that's why even though you use a lashon of achila, which should be combinable, you use one lashon of achila by both breads, by konam we say it is combinable, but by shvua we say it is not combinable. Vaiter says the Gemara, ihachi, what about the next shita? Rabbi Meir Omer, konamos kishvuos. But the last line of the Braisa, Rabbi Meir says konam is like a shvua. So why is that? Bishlamos shvuos, find shvuos, hova chalukos lachatos. If shvuos are chaluk for chatos, right, that you understand. Aval konamos, ela konamos amaylo, but konamos are not like shvuos. Shvuos has a special dinner of Rabbi Pinchas. Says the Gemara, okay. Maybe it doesn't go like Rabbi Pinchas. Efuch, Rabbi Meir Omer Shvuos Konamos, for less like Rabbi Pinchas. You're right, switch it. Say Shvuos are like Konamos, meaning they are combinable. Rabbi Meir argues, and he does not hold of Rabbi Pinchas, who's Machale between Shvuos and Konamos. Anyway, this was all answer number one. How does the Braisa work for Rav Papa? Remember, Rav Papa made a statement. Rav Papa says that only Shvuos require a shear, but Konamos do not require a shear. If I say this is a Konam on me, even if I eat a little bit of it, it is usser. It's usser in the shvua. So we asked the Braisa. The Braisa says, you need a shear for konamos. So we said, no, it's a case where you use lashon of achila by konamos. That was answer number one. Right? You want to put a number one there. But now we have number two. Ravina Amar. Ravina quotes a number two. Ki kama Rav Papa. When did Rav Papa say that you do not require a shear by konamos? Le'inyin Malkus. That's for Malkus. Kitanya hahila inyan carbon. But what is that Braisa talking about? Carbon. Carbon requires a shear. Malchus does not require a shear. Tibinon shavet pruta. What's the svara for this? Why would you require a shear for Malchus, not for carbon? So similar to what we mentioned yesterday in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon himself, Reb Shimon says in Kolator Akula, for Malchus you never require a shear. Only for carbon. Why? So we explain. We quoted the Ritva in Malchus again, who says, based on the principle of achshavei, if I eat a piece of treif, even in a little amount, and I did it b'meizit, it, I know this is treif and I do it anyway, so I'm obviously giving chashivas to this item in a bad way. But I'm giving chashivas to it. So that's why you're chayiv. If I did it b'shogig, I'm not giving any chashivas to it. I happen to eat a little bit of something, but I'm not giving chashivas to it. So it only applies by meizit and not by shogig. So that's why here too, maybe no shear is required by malchus, even though it is by carbon. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Lameimra, this whole Braisa though. Now we're just going, once we brought this Braisa, we're going to talk about it. Lameimra, the Savri Rabbanan Yish Milo Bekonamos. This whole Braisa is talking about Malchus and Karbanos by a Konam. So are we to assume that the Rabbanan say there is Mi'ila by Konamos? Right, this was alluded to before. What's the issue of Mi'ila by Konamos? Remember, Mi'ila is, I'm not allowed to get benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. What if I say this apple should be a Konam to me? And a Konam means it should be like something in the Beis HaMikdash. So is there Mi'ila on that apple? That's a sick. Yesh Mi'ila. Is there Mi'ila? It's not really Hekdesh. I'm treating it like Hekdesh. So do I violate an Isra Mi'ila? So it sounds like from this whole Braisa that there is. But for Hatanya, we learned it on another Braisa, that maybe not. Kikar zu Hekdesh. If I say this Kikar is Hekdesh, va'achla that I ate it, bein hu bein chaveiro, it doesn't matter who ate it. Ma, there's Mi'ila. Because if I say this cookie belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's real Mi'ila. Lefichach yesh lapidyon. Since it has real Hekdesh status, Kedushas Haguf. So therefore, you're able to be podeh, you're able to redeem it. Anything that's kachi betek habayis, that has kedushas aguf, you can redeem. Right? I gave an apple to the Beis HaMikdash, so I could change the kedusha into money and eat the apple. Kikar zu alai hekdesh. But if I say this kikar should be upon me like hekdesh, which is a lashon av konam, it's not real hekdesh, it's just it should be upon me like hekdesh, so then humal chaver lomal. Then if I benefit from it, then I violate Me'ilah, but my friend does not violate Me'ilah. Lefichach ein lapidyon. So you can't be podeh, because you can only be podeh something that's real hektish. This doesn't have real hektish value. Divrei, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that says there is Me'ilah by konamos. But v'chachamim omrim, bein hu bein chavir lomal. Chachamim say there's no Me'ilah here. Fishi Me'ilah by konamos. So how could our Brisa on Amad Aleph assume that there is Mila by Konamos? This, according to the Chachamim, we're assuming all Chachamim hold like each other. So here, this other Brisa says not. The Gemara says no problem. Efech, switch it. Echad zev. If only life problems could be solved, like sometimes the Gemara's problems are solved. You have a problem? Okay, just switch it. Efech. I'm sorry. Right. Efech. Echad zev. Echad zev lo ma'al. Right. No, the switch it. Lefishei Me'ilah b'Konamos, say Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that says this shita, that there's no Me'ilah by Konamos. Switch the shitos. Finishing up, 1 second. Ihachi, Rabbi Meir, Omer. But earlier in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir says, Konamos kishvuos. Konam is like shvua. Therefore, in terms of tziruf, Ela Konamos, it's tarufi, hudalom, it's tarfi, ha Me'ilah isbehu. 1 second, Rabbi Meir says, Konamos are like shvuos. That's mashma that Konamos aren't mitzuraf. But if you have enough, you would violate Me'ilah. But if I'm a Rabbi Meir, Me'ilah by Konamos klal, we just say Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Me'ilah by Konamos. Again, a lot of words here, but Me'ilah and Konamos. Konam, it's not a real hektish, but it has the status of hektish on me. Is there Me'ilah by that? So now we have a stira and Rabbi Meir. Meir says, sounds like before in the earlier Brisa, so that there is Me'ilah. Answers the Gemara, last line of the sugya, no. L'divrayim d'rabbanan kamar lehu. Really, Rabbi Meir himself does not hold of it. He's just answering, l'shitascha, according to you. L'didi, according to me, says Rabbi Meir, ein Me'ilah b'konamos klal. There is no Me'ilah by Konamos, period. Konam, that's not real hektish. Come on, that's like a neder. Neder, there's no Me'ilah. L'ditzchu, according to you, Rabbanon, oduli mias, the konamos keshvuas, at least admit to me that konamos are like shvuas in terms of tziruf. V'rabbanon, no, Rabbanon would answer back, shvuas ikad rav pinchas, konamos lechad rav pinchas. No, shvuas has not lachar rav pinchas, that's why there's no tziruf. Mash'en kein konamos. Period. End of that sugya. Okay, next section. Amarava. Shvua shelo ochel, this is the ibaya that we had before. Shvua shelo ochel. I swear I will not eat anything today. V'achal offer, and ate dirt. Ate dirt. So is that called an achila? Then like kids ask me what's for supper. I say rocks and stones. They're like, no, come on, Abba. Right? I say, my mom's right here. I say, okay, with ketchup. Right? Then they say, no, still not good. Anyway, so Rava says, Shvua shelo ochel. Right? And he eats dirt. Did he violate his Shvua? No. Potter. He is Potter. The Rishash asks, what's the Chiddush? If you look down 20 lines in the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says, if you eat something that's not Roy Lachidli, you're Potter. But Rava's being Mechadish, the Mishnah. Right, what's the Chiddush? So the Rishash just said, no, because if you look in other Gemaras, some dirt is edible. So maybe it's be Mechadish, even certain edible dirt, it's not derech to eat that dirt, and therefore it would still be potter. So that's a chiddush of the Rishash then. Anything that's not normally eaten, even if it's in adiyat chak, might not be considered a violation of the shvua. Boy, Rava, shvua shlo ochel afar, bekama. What if I swear I won't eat dirt? How much dirt do I have to eat to violate my shvua? Kivan de amar shlo ochel daiti akazayis. Since I say I lose the lashon of eating, I have a kazayis in mind. O dilma, or kiva de lav midi to achli inchiyu, or it's not something edible, but kalshu, it must be any amount, because it's not edible anyway. It's any tiny amount. Teku. So therefore, there is no answer to this question. Right? So one side is, because it's not normally eaten, any amount. So a similar concept is quoted by Poskim in another context. If you have something that is normally eaten, a little bit of it, does that change halacha for certain halachas? Where does this come up? Shaking your head? Schnapps for Kiddush. Schnapps for Kiddush, that's one of the two cases where it comes up. Schnapps for Kiddush. So there's a minog of many in Klal Yisrael to use Schnapps for Kiddush on a shot glass. The problem is, if you look in Hilchus, first of all, the problem is that you need, it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, to make Kiddush on a kosher bracha, you need to make Kiddush on a Revius, and you have to drink a Rov Revius. Shot glass is not that. Revius is 3-4 ounces, depending who you hold like, but a shot glass is not that. So how do you make Kiddush on a shot? So really, lachadchila, according to almost everybody. Okay, so just be Yotzi Kiddush for somebody else and then have your schnapps. But what is the basis? So they say it's based on a Taz. The Taz in Hilchas Brach Achrona, not about Kiddush. The Taz says, if you eat something or drink something that normally only has The normal way of people eating it is less than a kezias or a revias. You can make a bracha achrona even on less than that. Even on less than that. Eat a like schnapps, he says. If you have schnapps, therefore by bracha achrona, therefore you can make a bracha achrona because this is the normal way that people eat it. And therefore, so too by kiddush. This is the normal amount that people drink, so you can make kiddush on it. The problem is two strikes. Number one, in Hilchos bracha achrona, we don't hold like the Taz. The Magen Avraham, all the Achronim are in the Taz. That's not true. What, for every food? Well, this food, people eat this amount. And this food, people eat this amount. This is sharp, this is not. What, Ein Lev Sof? Every food will have its own shear. Number one. And number two, even if you want to say in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, who says it's extended to Kiddush? Who says you can extend it? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is clear, and others, that one should not rely on this heter of the Taz. Others say that even the Taz wouldn't say, Taz never said it by Kiddush, but even the early Achronim who quoted the Taz may not hold Vipiz Manazeh, where there is plenty of wine to go around. Again, that is an important discussion that relates to this line of course, it's not normally eaten, maybe the shear will be less. So take no answer given. Again, that's a big sugi. There are other answers to that question. Other defenses given, not for now. Boy, Rava. Rava asked the following question. Shvua shalo ochel chartzen bekama. A shvua, what if I swear I will not eat grape seed? So grape seed is eaten usually, but not alone. So beforehand, we had something that's not eaten. What about if you have something that's not eaten alone? Bekama. Kivan de misachalai de taroves daite kezayis. Since it is something that's normally eaten, I have in mind kezayis. Odilma kivan de lo be'ene achli le inchi daite amashu. Or because people never eat it itself, so then I have in mind the mashu. So teku. So again, unanswered question. Boy, a lot of tekus here on Erev Tisha B'Av. We're looking for a Tishbi. We're looking at Tishbi. You can say, what does this daf have to do with Eliyahu HaNavi? Right? And Tisha B'Av. Right here. All the tekus. Tishbi Atares. We're waiting. Boy Ravashi. Nazir. Right? How many of us think about Mashiach? We think about what's going to be Bezana Mashiach. We'll have answers to all the tekus. How many of us are excited about that? Right? How many tekus there in Chas? I'm sure we could do a computer search. Boy Ravashi. Nazir Sha'omer Shvur Shla'ochel Chartzon Bekama. Ravashi has a Nazir who says, a Shvur that I won't eat Chartzon. How much? How much would he violate his Naziris with? Kivan to Kezayis Isura Dal Raisahu. Since we know that he already cannot eat a Kezayis of Chartzon, Ki Kamishtava Hater Kamishtava. So it must be that he's swearing about a lesser amount, because he already is Mushba from before, he's Nazirus. V'dayti amashu, it must be that he has even less in mind. O Dilma, or Kivan to Amar Shalo Ochel, Daiti Akezayis. Or, since he said, I won't eat, still he has a mind of Kezayis. Right? And therefore, if he has a kezias in mind, so then the shvua is meaningless, because he's already a nazir. Right? So do we assume that he has in mind less, or the same amount, and therefore shvua is null and void? So Tashma, let's try to prove it. The Mishnah says, shvua shlo ochal v'achal, I swear I won't eat. V'achal nevelos shreva, shkatzim ramatzim, chayev rishmin poter. Right? Same where we had yesterday. The Mishnah says, if I swear I won't eat, and I eat treif, the Tanakhama says chayev, Rav Shimon says pater. V'havina ba'u yes, am I chayev? How could the Tanakhama say you're chayev for the shvua? Mushbab yom yarsinahu. What do you add by your shvua? What do you add by your shvua? It's already also from Hashem. Rav Shmuel Rav Yochanan to Amri. So Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan all say, you see here the word travayu was taken out. Yesterday we had the travayu in there. On the side here, they put it back in. The Marshal puts in, they take out Rav Yochanan and says Rav Shmuel. They take out Rav Yochanan. Because they don't think Travayu, our Gersa had Travayu yesterday. Today it's on the side.
The side also
took it out yesterday, right? So again, that's whether Travayu can mean all three people or only two. So, says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Damri, because V'ramam Mutarim, Dor Masurim. No, the reason why it's Chalir is because your Shvua included all foods, not just tray foods. V'Reish Lakish Amar, Yetamotze, Rav Yesh Lakish says, no, you only find it Ela Ibn Mefaresh, Chati Shir, Valiyah Drabanan, if somehow you accepted something that's not Mushba Viyome, Chati Shir, you'd be stam, but leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Or, even if you didn't explicate, and it's according to Rabbi Akiva, Damar Adam Oser, Atzma B'Kol Shu. Right? So that's the Mishnah. So now we ask, V'ha Neveila de Mushba Viyome Me'ar Sinai, who Neveila is already Asa from Ar Sinai. D'chi Chartzon L'Gabi Nazir Damiya, it's like Chartzon, it's like grapeseed for a Nazir, Neveila for anybody, V'taimba the Parish, and the reason that it was Chal was because he explicated. Hello Parish, but if he wouldn't have said anything, Daite Gezayas. The assumption would be that he has a mind of Kezayis, Shmamina. So it must be he has a mind of Kezayis, and therefore if a Nazir says, I swear I won't drink wine, it's meaningless. His shvuah is meaningless. So fine, finish up first. Elatif showed. So let's prove at least the other case. Dibai Rava shvuah shlochel offer bakama. We asked the question before. I swear I won't eat dirt. How much? Tif showed the adika kazayas. Why don't we prove kazayas? Daha nevela kofer damya. Isn't nevela like dirt? The taima de parish, and the reason that it works is because the explicator halo parish daita kazayas. So isn't a kazayas, isn't dirt just like nevela? A Jew doesn't eat either? Says the Gemara, yeah, but it's still different in Lumdus. Lo, afar la barachiluhu klal. Dirt cannot be eaten. Nevela basachila. A nevela we have bechir chashis to eat it. Va'ar Yehuda revia ilave. It is edible, but we don't eat it. It's edible, we don't eat it. Right, that's the difference. Right, afar is not edible. Nevela is edible, we just don't eat it. So let's somebody achronim pick up on this. Is this to tell me that all isurim of the Torah are isurim gavra? Right, because achronim say no. Achronim say daraisas are chefsa and rabbanans are gavra. Hopefully, we'll talk about that again sometime soon. But they'd say don't take this line so seriously. It's just contrasting. It's not saying that nevela is dafka and isur gavra. It's just contrasting to the previous. There is an important Rambam just to be aware of. And that is, and this we could have mentioned it yesterday or today. The Gemara here says that what's a case where you could have a shua that's chal chatzi shir. So Tosfos says in Dibur Maskal Ahatera, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we mentioned yesterday, that chatzi shir is also min haTorah, right? If you eat a half a chatzi shir, it's still also daraisa. You just don't get punished. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it might not be called mushpa v'yomen mehar sinayu. Might not be Musha V'yomi. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shvuas, Shvuas shelo ochel kol shehu, me nevelos u trefos, I swear I won't eat nevela. And he eats less than a kezayis, chayiv. It's chayiv. Why? Shahare eino mushpa al chatzi shir mehar sinai. Kesef Mishnah, Radvaz. Why not? If it's Daraisa, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan. So why isn't it Aser? So they both say, no, it's Daraisa, but it's not Aser. It's not Mefurish. The way what the Achronim do with this Rambam, with this Tosfos, with this idea, how could Chatzi Shir be Asur Daraisa, but not Mushpa V'yomei Mehar Sinai Hu? They say maybe it's related to a Chakira in Chatzi Shir. What's cool, we had the Chakira in Lifnei Iver, we had the Chakira elsewhere, and that is, if I eat a Chatzi Shir of Treif, and I eat a Chatzi Shir of Pig, and I eat a Chatzi Shir of anything else that's Asur to me, is that all the same Avera? Right, in the scorecard in Shemayim. Maybe there's a Chatzi Shir scorecard in Shemayim. Or, no, on every Avera, there's a Chatzi Shir section. Klali Prati, as it's called. Is it Klali? Chatzi Shir is a Klali! All Chatzi Shir are the same. Or, is Chatzi Shir Prati? It's Prat, it's specific to every Avera. So maybe that's what the Rambam and Tosfos are driving at. It's Klali, Prati. This Klali wasn't given at our Sinai. If it was Prati, it'd be given at our Sinai. That's what it means. It's not Moshe Avera and Mehar Sinai. It's not a specific Avera that was given. You might have argued. You might have said even Klali was given at our Sinai. But this is how some explain this Rambam and this Tosfos. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. And then we'll stop. Says the Gemara, Shvua shelo ochel va'achal v'shasa eino chayv al achas. Somebody swears that he won't. I swear I won't eat, and he eats and he drinks. His chayv only one. Drinking is included. Shvua shelo ochel v'shal eshta. If I say I won't eat or won't drink, v'achal v'shasa chayv shtayim. Then he's chayv two because he specified. Shvua shelo ochel va'achal paschitin or pas kusmin. I swear I won't eat, and I ate three kinds of bread. Eino chayv al achas. Shvua shelo ochel paschitin pasor and pas kusmin. I swear I won't eat three kinds of bread. V'achal chayv al achas v'achas because he specified. I swear I won't drink, and I drink a lot of different beverages. I swear I won't drink any of these, and I drink. Again, because they specified. And what if I swear I won't eat? And I ate inedible foods. That's not called eating. Right, we had that quoted yesterday and today. Right, if I swear I won't eat it, I ate treif. Amar, last line. Konem ishti nanis li im achalti ayom. My wife is not allowed to get benefit from me if I ate today. Vahu achal nevelos treif hashkatzim rematzim. And I ate treif today. So is that called eating? Can my wife get benefit from me? Hare ishto asura. My wife cannot get benefit. The Miri has two deos here to go by context or not. Miri has one day and says, well, it depends if he's just trying to tell you that he didn't eat or he did eat. We'll read that Miri tomorrow, but the next time. But that is the last line of the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I'm going to try to figure out a way to get the Tisha B'Av daf up. If not, we'll continue on Wednesday. But the Shem, we're going to try to figure out a way to get it up online as well. Maybe sometime tomorrow we'll get it up.